What's up, ladies and gentlemen? February 23rd, 2021st. A breezy Tuesday evening here. You're listening to The Other Half with me and...
me.
Right. So...
That wasn't enough information.
That wasn't descriptive enough?
No.
With Scott and...
Jamie.
And we are the other halves...
of each other.
Of each other.
Of the couple. What?
Of the what? The temple.
Maybe. I said couple.
Oh. I thought you said temple. Hello. No, I don't think that's what we're going for. Different audience altogether. I mean, that's fine. We welcome all of you that are listening, whether you attend church or temple.
Or
anything else that might be part of the thing. Anyway, so this is the other half, formerly the wife pod, formerly something else.
Marriage chatter.
Marriage chatter. Yeah, that was probably my favorite. That's why I forgot
it. My least favorite.
In any event, it's been a minute since we've done a podcast. I can't think of the last one that we did, if I'm being honest with you.
I mean, it was in this room, so.
Well, that doesn't narrow it down. You've been in this house for
I was just trying to jog your memory because you said you didn't remember it.
So. Yeah, no, I remember it was in this room. I was facing the other direction. I'm trying the opposite direction today in case it's more comfortable, just in case. But yeah, we probably did some Married at First Sight talk and maybe some other things, but it's been at least 6 months, 8 months.
No. Have we?
You think more?
No.
You think less?
Less.
What did we talk about?
I don't know. Time isn't real though right now. So it's
time isn't real. Okay. New concept. But anyway, so we've rebranded and decided to come at you with, I mean, it's the same two people. Obviously.
It's still us,
but it's maybe a different angle, different direction, different content for sure.
Different topics.
Yeah.
Probably still things you won't care about, but you know.
I mean, that's the spirit. That's how you get people to really tune in and pay close attention to what I'm talking about.
You know, I'm just being humble. Nobody really cares about what I do in my day-to-day life, right?
Yeah, but that's why we're not going to talk about what we do in our day-to-day lives. We're going to talk about actual topics.
Okay, fine.
Such as the one that I think, although you've claimed you've been wanting to do this podcast for several weeks now, but a few days ago, we had a conversation about a topic I am labeling the song of the generation.
I don't know if you care to call it something else. I was really confused what topic we were going to discuss.
Yeah. So why don't you introduce how this became a thing and then what the thing is, and then we'll talk about the thing.
Well, to be fair, I don't know how it became a thing or if it's really a thing.
It's a thing now.
Well, it's a thing with us, I guess, now.
Sure.
Yeah, so I don't know. I was looking at, I was watching TikToks and saw this one where this guy who was definitely younger than me, but apparently his dad had asked him, what would you say is the stairway to heaven of your generation?
Right.
Which, you know, basically means what's that one song for your generation that the majority of people, if it's played in public, people would sing along or at least, you know, recognize it and whatever. Ironically, I don't think I know Stairway to Heaven.
Which hurt my heart.
That's a whole different topic.
Deeply. Like my actual heart. Like I went into cardiac.
No, stop.
Not arrest per se.
Detainee.
Yeah. It was a minor felony.
Cardiac detention.
Cardiac detention is mm-hmm. what I went into.
Okay.
To finding out that you did not know Stairway to Heaven.
I mean, I said I might know it if I heard it.
I believe the way it went is you were like, how's it go? And I did the first couple of notes, which I will not do for copyright reasons, but that everyone should recognize. And you were like, yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I haven't heard it.
I did not recognize it from that. No.
And in doing research for the show, I assume you've not gone back and tried to listen to it.
I have not done any research for this show. Okay.
Just checking. I kind of assumed that was the case, but wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
So Stairway to Heaven, a song that was released, I'm going to guess 68, 69. I don't know, I'm actually looking it up now. And so it led to the conversation of, okay, well, what is the song of, I say our generation, we're slightly different ages.
Yes, but
1971, I think, by the way, is when it released. But yes, go ahead.
As I have told you before, I believe that we are very similar in that I think we're both on the cusp. Because depending on which source you look at, mm-hmm. The cutoff is different. So I know that you are emphatic that you are
Generation X.
Gen X.
100%.
However, I think it is not 100%. I think 100%. Maybe 50%, maybe 70%.
Oof. Take the over.
But you're on the cusp, as am I. So... Anyway, that's why I say our generation, because I don't have those same songs in common necessarily with the youngest of the millennials, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just like you wouldn't have the same songs. I mean, to be fair, for older Gen X, Stairway to Heaven is the Stairway to Heaven of their generation, right? Like that's...
Sure.
If it was in 1971,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. So... Anyway,
and see, and by the way, that's the other clarification that is debatable, as you can tell by the two of us debating it as we're speaking, is like, and you'll make this point here in a moment, I'm sure, is the song that I leaned into, I was 9, 10 years old, or no, 10 or 11 years old when it came out, and you're like, no, it should be the song, or you're choosing a song that's more in my 20s. I'm not choosing
a song. I was pointing out a song that... The video I watched pointed out and selected as the song, and I agree with it. I think it's a really good choice. I don't know whether it's the song. I don't know if there is a song, but
there's not. It's just a debate.
I don't disagree with it. I think it's a really good choice. That's all I'm saying.
But again, going back to the Stairway to Heaven thing, again, if here goes an argument again. But if we assume that Gen X starts with birth years in 64, 65. Stairway to Heaven came out in 71. Okay, so a kid is in elementary school. Is that what he considers the quote-unquote song of his generation? Again, the song I will note in a minute. I was also in elementary, maybe middle school.
It's not song of your generation. It's just people in your age group,
your cohort, recognize it immediately.
Would recognize and or be able to sing along to. And it's just, yeah, it's just something that everybody knows.
Right.
Which, like you said, we'll get to that in a minute, because the one that I agree with is the one that you at first said you didn't know, which I found really hard to believe. And then you finally decided you had heard it before, which is still quite an underwhelming statement, but okay.
So anyway, so with that in place, I think that we should kind of give our two respective, and again, you're saying that the one you're going to talk about is not necessarily the one you're thinking, but I feel very strongly about the one that I am going to say, that it is a true,
and I won't disagree that it is possibly that, but I think it needs to be a little later, because like you said, you were 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it has to be a little later than that personally, but
okay.
Okay.
Here on the other half, we will oftentimes agree to disagree. And so that is where we have landed here on this one. So
that's not the only part I disagree with, but.
Okay. So should we go ladies first?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well,
go ahead.
So the original video in question.
The Tick 'em Talk, right?
Yeah. Said without question that it should be Mr. Brightside by The Killers. And I agree. I think that is absolutely one of those songs that if you're out in public at a restaurant or a bar or something and that starts playing, everybody starts singing along. Everybody knows. I mean, I've literally had that experience. So it rings true for me. Again, I didn't pick that song because I'm just, I'm not good at picking things out of thin air like that. Stella's extremely bored with this conversation. She just
snoozing.
Let out a big old sigh. Yeah. So anyway, that was what he said. I agree. I think it's a good choice at least. Again, I don't think it's like the end all be all, but I do think it's a good choice. So yeah.
Okay. And before I give you mine, which everyone will agree with, obviously,
I don't think so.
The biggest issue I have with that one, and we got into a much longer conversation about this off the mics a few days ago, is that I feel like that song, just in that, was it 2004? We looked it up. I think it was 2004 that it came out or something
like that. Something like that. It was 03-04-ish.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. That was kind of a pivotal time in popular music in as much as there was a larger selection, I guess, for lack of a better term, that were kind of inundating the populace at that point.
No, hold on. I don't think you were saying it about that song and at that time period, because I disagree with that. If you think back to 03 or 04.
Great times.
I had what, I'm trying to even think of what I had as far as music. I know like MP3 players were around, right?
But yeah, early generation iPods. Probably the one that I have came out about 2004.
No, that's absolutely 100% incorrect. You don't have the classic.
I don't know. It's no. Pretty close.
I had a Nano that was like a couple generations before yours.
Isn't that what I have?
Yes, but I'm saying I had one that was a couple generations earlier. Before yours. Okay. And I think it was like the second or third generation. I don't remember. Anyway, but that was in like 08. So like 5 years prior to that, I don't think, because your argument was that, oh, all this music had just gone online and nobody was really listening to the radio. And I don't think that's the case at all at that point in time.
That's not what I said.
That is what you said. That's what you said about this, you know, new generation, right?
Okay. Well, that modern day for sure. I would agree with that.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going off the rails. Go back. Just say what your song is.
So mine, 100% the right answer.
Stop being cocky. There's not a right answer.
And by the way,
stop. There's not a right answer.
I remember now, I was in sixth grade. So this would have been right around 1991. Like I said, it was somewhere there. Cause I remember I had the CD. And that was kind of a big deal. Anyway, the song is Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. If you're a man or a woman, a person of my age or similar age, like that song was so big. That video is so huge. Everybody heard. I mean, Weird Al did his version of that song. That's the timestamp for forever that a song was influential. And yes, as we had discussed again a few days ago, yeah, it was from Nirvana, who was the grunge band, but that was like a whole movement at that time, that even if you weren't into that kind of music, you were aware of Nirvana. You were aware, certainly, of that song. That was a gigantic hit. And again, because in the early 90s, people, you know, Spotify wasn't around. Pandora wasn't around. I mean, MP3s were a thing, but they weren't really a thing. Everybody's getting their music either on the radio, which popular radio still to this day has a 5 or 6 song rotation.
Wait, are you saying in the early 90s, did you just say MP3s were a thing?
No, I said they were not a thing.
I really thought you said they were a thing, and I was about to say you're insane.
And most notably, MTV. MTV was not what it is today, which is the home of Teen Mom and Real World, Road Rules, The Challenge.
Road Rules?
And all this other, yeah, all these other.
Go Home 1998. That hasn't been on in a long time.
Crappy programming. It was actually a place where they played music videos, and similar to popular radio, they had a very short rotation of songs and videos that they would play. And for a very extended period of time, it sounds like Teen Spirit was all over the place. So, again, if you think of a song that, as we stated earlier, it doesn't necessarily define a generation.
No, that wasn't the point. Yeah.
But that everyone of a certain age, when you hear those first guitar licks, Okay. It smells like Teen Spirit. You immediately know what it is.
Yes, but 100%. I think we're missing, and maybe I didn't clarify this part.
Well,
I think the point also, there's a piece of it that has to be that the large group of people, you know, enjoy it and want to sing along to it. And I think that it is a little too niche. I understand it kind of became more widespread, and especially now, like, everybody knows it. And I get that, but I think at that time, it was still a little, I don't know, it was a little outside of the super popular realm.
And I will politely disagree. As we both know, and
you acknowledge, you were a
younger child. I was
liked that. Yeah, everyone liked that song.
I was of that age where, you know, you're not that I ever fell under the influence of my friends, but you know what I mean? Like what you did, what you listened to, what kind of clothes you would wear. That was all very important. And in that middle school type age. And so, yeah, like if you didn't know what that was or hadn't heard that song or whatever it is, you know, give me a map of the cave that you live in, because that must be the situation, because everybody knew that song. Again, I'm not saying everybody liked that song. I had friends that age.
That's my point, though. I think that's a part of it. You have to, at least on some level, a little bit enjoy it. At least, you know, enjoy singing along to it.
I think everybody did that. It was a party anthem before there were party anthems.
When you were 10, it was a party anthem?
I mean, I know you know about my partying nowadays, but you should have seen me when I was 10. Like the term rage was like a rager, you know, for a crazy party. Not raver. Rager was, it was directed towards me. Like people saw me and they were like, that's the guy.
All right. Anyway.
That I want and need to party with. But anyway, what I was starting to say is I had friends. I had a good friend who was big into Grateful Dead. For some reason, like he was a hippie, he would have known what that song was. Any of my friends that were into hip hop or even friends that were into country, everybody knew.
Again,
they still knew that song.
I'm not denying that they had heard it. I'm just saying that it. I don't know that it falls into that same category. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. And what I'm saying is, and I know you're just using it as one example. I don't think that killer song is necessarily something for a number of different reasons.
Well, I'm just saying that because I've literally been in that exact scenario more than once, where people are just out in public and that comes on and everybody starts singing it. So it's one of those, like, I don't know, it's not quite to the level of, like, you know, Sweet Caroline or anything like that, where people start singing along.
Well, that's exclusive to baseball games, but yes.
That's not true at all, but whatever.
By the way, Sweet Caroline, Song of a Generation. Not sure which generation that is, but
no one knows.
Mr. Diamond crushing it, crushing hearts, crushing souls.
I regret saying that because now it's stuck in my head. So yeah, anyway, are you done?
Yes, no, I'm done.
When I noted that your song that you chose was too early for the generation I'm talking about, that your choice, do you remember what your choice was?
I do not.
That would be Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Huge hit. Massive.
I just think it's worth mentioning that you went from Nirvana to Britney Spears.
Again, going under the auspices of, what is a song that everyone knew? That song was gigantic.
Yes.
I could have chosen a Backstreet Boys song.
Sure.
The one where they're in the wrapping paper, or not the wrappers. Like they were little action figures.
What?
What's that one called? Or they were like marionette puppets?
Babe, that's NSYNC.
Okay, NSYNC.
That's not the same thing.
Oh. No, I know Backstreet and NSYNC aren't the same thing, but what was that song?
# boy band battle. You can't equate the two. What?
It's all the same.
That was Bye Bye Bye.
Bye 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 could have fallen into this category too. You tell me that if you were, trying to make sure it would be legal, if you were in a bar in 2006,
no.
2007, and Bye 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 came on, that you and all your buddies wouldn't start dance, like dancing, doing the dances.
I'd do that
singing.
Now.
Exactly. That's
if
my
we could
point.
Go to bars now, I would do that now.
The choice of a new generation. That's Pepsi. The song of a generation. That's what I'm saying. And everyone would recognize it. Now, you could have plenty of people that would acknowledge or that would deny that they recognize it. But when they got home or the next day when they were telling their friends about the good time they had at the bar, they'd be like, oh man, they played that Bye 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 song.
I doubt
that. Years.
I don't think that would happen.
Did the little hand motions. You know, that whole thing. So again, it's the conversation can quickly turn into, all right, just name the most wildly popular songs of the past 20 or 30
years.
Right,
and that wasn't what it was meant to be.
I understand. But Britney spoke to us. I mean, Free Britney, by the way, hashtag Free Britney.
Hashtag Free Britney.
but she spoke to us with that song because we saw the passion and the drive
to
become a hit maker in Britney.
Okay.
And that's what we rooted for over and over again. And she succeeded many times. And then, well, we all saw the documentary. Anyway, so, but the question becomes now, or the conversation turns to the song of modern day. Is there even such a thing? That was the point I was trying to make when we were talking about this a few days ago, is I feel like there are too many choices. There's no...
Well, here's the thing. I think you can't know that unless you're part of that next generation. That was what I was trying to say when we were having this conversation before.
Okay, so outside of bringing in a teenager or early 20-something
right
into the studio here, which ain't going to happen... Hashtag COVID.
Hashtag I don't know any.
Also that. Mostly that. you know, how would we find that out? Do we canvass the field? Do we...
Poll the audience.
We asked 100 people the following question. But again, I think, thankfully, due to technology, we do have a way to do that. And that is through things like coming full circle, where you found this whole conversation topic to begin with. Places like TikTok and, you know, other social media platforms, and see what the kids are listening to. What are they playing?
Right, which is what I tried to explain to you. So your contention was that back then in the 90s, things were fabulous because we all listened to the same 7 songs on MTV and watched the videos.
Minus the fabulous part, I agree. Yes.
That was kind of what your meaning was behind it. And I was trying to say that I understand that that's how we got it then, right? Everybody listened to that one radio station. Everybody watched TRL.
They were fed certain songs. The listeners were, and the viewers.
You were told what was popular,
songs.
Whatever.
Yep, correct.
But I was trying to explain that I think, obviously, it's different now, and people get that information differently, but there is still that same type of influence from, like you said, social media, namely TikTok, because there are certain songs that are wildly popular almost exclusively because they're part of a TikTok trend. And then people see it, hear it on TikTok, and they're like, hey, what's that song? Let me go look at it. Let me listen to it. Then they find the artist, and then, you know, whatever goes from there. Mm-hmm. So, and speaking of the trends, there are, you know, those few that are really popular for a short amount of time. Thus, it's kind of the same thing as you were talking about with music videos and on the radio, that sort of thing. It's probably a little shorter lived, but you still have that handful of uber popular songs.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I don't know if I mentioned this when we were talking about this the other day, but you just kind of hit the nail on the head a little bit. A song like Smells Like Teen Spirit, or even Hit Me Baby One More Time, would have, could have, probably did have 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks of constant in-your-face exposure. And again, I don't know, because I'm not a TikTok talker. I don't know. What's someone called who participates in TikTok?
I mean, if you make TikToks, you're a TikToker.
Okay. I'm not a TikToker. I don't have the app on my phone. There's not enough space on my phone to download the app. Anyway.
That's true.
So I don't know this for certain, but I feel pretty confident that there are not songs that would be at the top of the hit list, for lack of a better term, for 6, 8, 10, 12 weeks. Like, yeah, it might be uber popular, but again, this culture and this generation of the ADD generation, where they just want to move on to the next thing.
That's not what ADHD is.
Okay. Well, whatever term you want to use, what's the thing? Short attention span generation, where you literally just tap the screen on your phone and get to the next thing. I don't feel like a song can have swipe. That sort of.
You don't tap, you swipe.
Of whatever. Swipe right, swipe left.
No, swipe up.
Swipe up, swipe down, swipe your pants, swipe your butt. I don't know. Whatever it is. I feel like people are so busy swiping and tapping that they're not, the songs don't have the legs that they used to. They might have, again, massive exposure in terms of number of literal exposures, people seeing it, but then 2 days later, we're on to the next thing. And that just didn't happen.
And it's not that short-lived. I said short-lived, but it's not a matter of a few days. I mean, for example, we just watched SNL and
yes,
there was a skit that they did about a song that, as far as I know, became popular because of TikTok.
By the way, I read an article about that.
Okay.
And I didn't realize.
About the skit or about the song?
About the skit.
Okay.
And I think you're right. It was more about the artist that made the song, but it was popularized on TikTok. But I, of course, did not realize that when I was watching the skit. I just thought it was kind of a weird.
Nobody told you that.
No, I had to read an article about it.
No, I told you.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't pay attention. I thought you said nobody sometimes. Told me
that. It was the one where she was like, it was like work her and then at home her or whatever, or like she was fascinating. She.
What? What are you talking about? F-word.
She was fantasizing about being in a world where she was like going to work and done up. She was in reality sitting on her couch.
I don't know what song you're talking about right now.
Well, then what was the video? What was the SNL video?
The SNL skit I'm talking about is the one where they were a bunch of guys in a bar and they were playing on the jukebox and they were playing Driver's License by Olivia Rodrigo. And
I got you.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It was one of the pre-recorded things. The one you did, they did live. This was one of the pre-recorded ones where she, it doesn't matter. If you don't remember, it's fine. Okay. I thought that's what it was. Okay. The drivers. Yeah. And they were all acting like they didn't, or no, they were like, they just, I don't know, their emotional side started showing
or
whatever.
They didn't know the song. They're like, oh, I've never heard this before. And then they're like, oh, well, it's about this girl. And she, you know, broke up with this guy, but blah, blah, blah. You know, they went on and on about it. And they're like, I mean, this is just kind of what I'm basing it on, but just from listening to the lyrics just now. Anyway, it was.
But then they started like picking sides. Well, yeah, she shouldn't have broken up with him or.
No.
He should have mistreated her.
They were just, they were talking about her as an artist. And then something about comparing her to Taylor Swift was in there and saying how. But Taylor's no longer taking the autobiographical route. She's more of a storyteller. It was supposed to be, you know, a bunch of dudes being dudes.
Right.
Then they started getting into this conversation about female artists and then really feeling the song, which was
right.
Yeah, that was the gag. Anyway.
And if it were Hit Me Baby One More Time, I would have been right there with it.
It's not the same kind of song. But anyway, the point is that the reason I brought that up was because that is an example of how pervasive those songs are. They're throughout the culture. They're in an SNL skit. They're everywhere. So just because you, as a, you know, 40-something person...
41 and proud of it.
Just because you haven't heard them does not mean that there isn't that equivalency to what we experienced. You know, it's, again, it is different. It's not better, not worse. It's just different. I'm just saying that it's it's still available in that same way. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, let us know what you think, regardless of the age that you are listening to this show. Let us know what you think the song of your generation is. The most influential song, the most memorable song, the song that everyone would know. Yada, 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 yada. And hit us up at thebropodnetwork@gmail.com. I guess I should let people know how to get in touch with us. I guess we could create our own email address for this show. I'll do that for next time. TheOtherHalf@gmail.com.
Unless that already exists.
That has to be taken. Who am I kidding? All right, don't email that. Just email thebropodnetwork@gmail.com because we're all part of the Bropod Network here on the Bropod Network with tonight's show, The Other Half. Now, speaking of generational things, things from the distant past. Wow, my computer's got
What is
really
your
loud.
Computer doing?
I don't know. It's sighing.
Growing wings and taking off.
Perfect transition. Thank you.
Oh, I
Let's
didn't even do that
talk
on purpose.
About a film that we watched 3 weeks ago, something like that. Three, 4 weeks ago. I don't remember exactly. It doesn't matter.
Again, time. It's just
whatever the opposite of standing still is, or is that what it's doing? It doesn't matter. We rewatched me for the first time in possibly 30 years, maybe more.
You
for
the
first
time
I've
watched
in
it.
6 or 7 months.
Are you kidding?
Didn't you just watch it 6 or 7 months ago?
You're joking, right? I have not watched that in many, many years.
You for the first time in possibly 2 full decades.
Yeah.
Maybe 2.5. Me, definitely 3+. The Never Ending Story. If you've never seen it and you're 20 or older, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't.
If you're a kid, watch it. And then you can do what we did and watch it again many years later.
And ruin it for yourself.
Yeah, everybody out there knows this movie. We've all heard The Never Ending Story.
And it was one of my absolute favorite movies growing up because it came on TV a lot. So I was exposed to it a lot, I guess. But sure. I don't know. There was just something about the movie. I loved it. It was one of my favorites. And I had seen online people saying, you know,
don't do it.
If you're an adult, you should not watch The Neverending Story.
Right.
And yeah, I think they were
you didn't listen
correct.
To him. Yeah, so I have vague memories of it from my childhood, but I certainly remember watching it. And as we rewatched it, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I remember this part. I remember this part. But boy, did it not hold up.
Not at all.
It was rough. It was hard to watch almost. I mean, you know, I still watched it. And there were certain parts where I'm like, I don't remember him necessarily going on this part of the adventure.
You watched it on TV and it was just cut short.
I mean, that's possible. I don't think I saw it theatrically. I probably did watch it on TV. I was a lucky kid. I had HBO. I had access to HBO. So I watched a ton of movies as a kid. And that's probably how I saw this one. I really don't remember because it was so long ago. But yeah, just the, I don't know, everything about it, like the special effects that I probably found really cool in 1986 or whenever it came out.
Great year.
The special effects were, you know, compared to modern. Of course, I expect them to not be as good as modern day special effects, but still.
Well, yeah, it was the 80s. Why would you? You can't really comment on the special effects of a movie from the 80s.
But still, like it was Jim Henson. Like I expect huge things from Jim Henson and Jim Henson Studios. And it was...
I expect Muppets. I don't know.
I mean, that's fair, but Falcor is...
He was a Muppet, essentially.
Yeah, he's a gigantic Muppet.
Which, by the way, I kind of always thought he was just a flying dog when I was a little kid.
Nope.
Because, I mean, but...
He's so much more than that. How dare you?
He basically... You see his head most of the time, right?
Yes, you do, Atreyu.
And... He's got those big floppy furry ears.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure a dragon would not have, well, fur.
You'd
at
be
all.
Surprised. He has scales too.
Okay, but those I always thought were bubbles. Like.
That helped them float through the air?
No. I didn't know their purpose. They look like bubbles.
Just like bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that.
Oh, jeez. So anyway, it was just. I don't know, like the plot had a ton of holes in it. Like the whole reason or the whole mission he was given, spoiler alert, by the way, I think the statute of limitations has passed on this movie. Spoiler alert in case you haven't seen it. But the whole mission he was given was kind of impossible, if you really stop and think
That's
about it.
That's a different movie, babe.
No. Not a mission impossible. His mission was impossible. And like right away, his horse dies, like suffocates.
Oh my God, it's so depressing.
In a pit of mud.
Oh, and the then quicksand.
He, yeah, he's talking to a 500-year-old turtle who he somehow found.
Who
keeps
is
sneezing
the most,
on him.
The most apathetic being.
Oh, goodness.
Nothing matters.
Yeah, like, I mean, he's...
Eeyore on steroids.
Yeah, like. if you're down in the dumps, don't watch this movie. Because, like, you might end it all if
yeah,
you watch
do
this
it.
Movie.
Don't do it.
I mean, it truly is a depressing movie when you stop and think about it. But yeah, and then it's like he's talking to this turtle, and then all of a sudden he magically stumbles upon where he needs to be because he's saved by the giant dog with bubbles all over him. And then he takes this weird zipline thing and somehow walks through the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe mirror and
what?
Finds himself, you know, when he goes through the gates that are shooting the lasers, which seems very high tech for this ancient world. And then he goes through like the big snowfield and he ends up walking through a mirror. That's what I was talking
about. Oh yeah, you're right. There's a mirror.
Yeah, there's a mirror. And
okay, but then don't forget, interspersed, I forgot his name. It starts with a G.
Grommet?
No, I keep wanting to say it.
Dollar?
Gronk? Gorak? I don't know. What is his name?
Gronk is a tight end for the
Tampa
Bay Buccaneers.
He's a football player.
Gorak?
No, what's his name? Gamork. Gamork.
Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Sure.
That's it. Gamork.
By the way, 1984, by the way. So I gave it
the wolf creature.
Oh, yeah.
That's like lurking in the shadows the whole time.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Is it the whole time? Like, you see him early on when the horse was still alive, the first 9 minutes of the film. You see him early on because the horse was getting a drink of water in this babbling brook, this fantastical area. And then horse and Atreyu hit the road. And then you see like the eyes of this arguably the worst puppeteering act in the entire movie. Like, I don't know, that dog just, the wolf just seemed very poorly constructed. But then, like, he goes through his, aside from when he almost gets killed in the mud pit, you don't really see the wolf at all until the end, when the giant hurricane's hitting the world.
No, you do. You see, like, his eyes.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, that's kind of all you see at first, you know, until
the
very
end. And then in the very end.
But hold on.
Alert,
I remember being a kid watching this movie and seeing the eyes, and it was literally just eyes in darkness. Okay. And that it was chasing after Atreyu, right? And then they were also referencing the nothing. So the whole time I remember thinking the nothing was equivalent
to the wolf,
to whatever the eyeballs belong to. Like, that was the nothing, which doesn't make sense because it is something, right? It's not nothing.
Definitely, at the very least, it's two eyes.
So
definitely not.
There's that. Anyway, at the very end, what?
Yeah, and then at the very end, the wolf's like, I'm going to kill you. And then there's a 7-minute scene where the wolf
chatting.
Is yelling and Atreyu is like hanging onto a tree. I think that's after the wolf has been blown away. But it's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah, that was one of the jokes that you saw. If you rewatch the movie, just understand that he shouts every line he has.
Yeah.
Which is true. He's shouting at Falcor. He's definitely shouting at the turtle. He's
shouting at his horse.
Always shouting at his horse.
Why can't I remember the horse's name?
Come on. I don't know. It was something. I don't know. I just had it on the tip of my tongue. But the end scene when he's there with the wolf. Just.
Artax.
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 When he's there with the wolf, and for some reason the wolf doesn't just come out and kill. I mean, this kid's like, you know, 65 pounds soaking wet. He's not like a great warrior. He could easily have taken him down.
He says he is.
Well, he's so do I. But I'm not. I'm also more than 65 pounds, though. What's up? But yeah, and then, by the way, interspersed throughout this whole thing, and the reason it's called The Neverending Story is because this kid, who I thought should be named Bastard, but it's actually called Bastion, is reading a book in the creepiest attic of a school that has ever existed.
That's the other thing that, like, is so completely unrealistic, unless the 80s were just that wild. I mean, I know they were wild, but were they that wild? I don't know.
Yes.
Where you could just, like, go up to the attic of your school and hang out and no one knew, and then everybody leaves and turns out the lights and you're still there and you're just spending the night for some reason.
To be fair, though, I think he, like, picked a lock or something. Like, he kind of broke into that. Like, he broke the door handle or something.
Yeah, but also, I don't know. There's so many things. Like, none of my schools had an attic. I don't think.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's creepy. Not that you could, like, walk up to in a giant staircase.
And then there was,
staircase.
Like, mannequins and stuff. Like, why?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Why?
And the windows that, of course, fly open because, of course, there's
all
a thunderstorm
the
going on.
All the shutters clanging everywhere. Every 5 minutes, the shutters are just...
And there's candles that he had
A
match to light somehow. I don't know how that happened either. Thank you, Stella.
And a blanket.
Yeah, a blanket or a tarp or something that he's, like, covered in. Yeah, it was a bit ridiculous, just the whole premise of it.
So, but, and then I just thought of another thing, because I was remembering back to when he's just sitting in the attic in the dark.
Yes.
One of the weird things that it just makes me question, like, why did you write it this way, was when he's in the process of reading and then it, you know, it goes back to him and he looks up and he just says, you know, whatever the name of the character is at that point that they're discussing.
Right.
So the childlike empress, you know, or whatever the turtle's name was, the ancient one.
Yep.
It just, and then nothing. And then it just goes back
exposition.
To reading the story. Why?
Yeah. Because it's a film and he needed to make sure all the viewers were paying attention and wise to what was going on. But no, that's, you said the final thing that I was going to mention, that I wanted to make sure we talked about, is after all this time, when he was sent out on this mission, this impossible mission, it was all to, you know, he was going to talk to the princess. Was it the princess or the queen?
Childlike empress.
Childlike empress, whatever. And it's so weird because he finally gets there and it's like this 6-year-old girl.
She's childlike.
I know, but it's creepy.
She looks ill also.
She does look ill and she's just sitting in this room. In this building that's mostly fallen apart.
She's in the ivory tower.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. It's just weird.
Well, and the whole time she's like, say my name, Bastion.
Right. Yeah.
And then he yells out what was supposedly
his mother's name. Yeah.
But it was, oh my God, I forgot it.
Oh boy.
Why can't I remember? It was like Summer Child or something weird.
Yeah, Moonbeam?
Moonchild.
Moonchild. Sure.
I think. Anyway. So, first of all, no way was his mother's name Moonchild.
Again, I don't see why you say that, because based on when this was...
I don't care.
Mother could have been born in the hippie era. She could be named Moonchild.
No. Based on his dad's character that we see for like the first 5 minutes of the movie,
yeah,
he would not have been married to some hippie lady.
You never know.
He was very, you know, the dad and
very straight laced.
Yeah,
looked like every other 80s dad character.
Dad, yes.
Yeah. Got his briefcase, 3-piece suit,
got my newspaper, and my weird orange juice and egg
going to work
smoothie thing.
I mean, that's still popular.
Disgusting.
No, not a smoothie. You just crack the eggs, pop them in, and off.
No,
you go.
he put it in a blender.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. It's gross. Anyway, that was his luscious healthy breakfast. I don't know.
His luscious?
I don't know. Where was I going with that though? So the name. Anyway, she's yelling at him to say her name, and then he screams it out the window for some reason. I don't know why.
Because.
And I mean, wouldn't it make more sense to like scream it into the book or something? Like if he's,
I mean, he's done talking to the book. Though. He's
part
been
of
talking
the book.
To the book throughout the whole movie. He's like, let me try something different here.
I guess
talking to this silly book ain't getting me anywhere. By the way, it is Moonchild.
Okay.
Just to clarify.
Good. We got it right.
Played by Tammy Stronach as the childlike empress to whom Bastian gives the new name of Moonchild.
Great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
By the way, this movie, one of two movies, the other one far better, where the entire plot of the movie is basically a child, similar enough, either reading or being read a story. The Princess Bride, another movie featuring Fred Savage, of Wonder Years fame.
Wait, really?
Yeah, he's sick. He's homesick that day, and his grandfather, played by... What's the guy that talks like this? That's a pretty good impression.
I don't know.
I'll find it in a second. But his grandfather is reading him a story. And because there's several times in the movie where they stop it, and he's like, no, no, please, you know, keep reading, because he wants to hear the rest of the story. So, yeah, that one, far better film. Came out 3 years later, but boy, oh boy, is that a better movie. So, yeah, just one in a series of films that came out in that era and had that going for it. So, interesting. I mean, it's not interesting, but just worth noting, I suppose. Peter Falk with the lazy eye.
Never would have gotten that.
Yeah, you should have. My impression was spot on. Anyway, so recap. Don't watch A NeverEnding Story if you'd seen it as a child. Do watch it if you have. Don't if you hadn't. Wait, like, what do you think? I'm saying, what do you think? What should we advise the people?
Oh, that was a question. I see. I thought you were giving instructions.
Nope, like, that was a question.
But then you said...
Question for you.
Two conflicting things. No, if you watched it and loved it as a child, don't watch it. Don't do it. Okay. It's not worth it. You will be disappointed. And your fond memories will fade. So that's my advice.
So just leave it in the vault.
Just remember it for what it was. And just, have those nice memories. But don't try to recreate it, because you can't.
Yeah. Don't stop believing.
That's the magic of childhood.
Yeah, leave it alone. why do people try to relive it? I just don't understand it. I'll never understand it. So maybe the next thing we're going to talk about was footy pajamas and how you wanted to wear those again.
What?
Oh, sorry. Just talking about reliving childhood.
I never had footy pajamas.
What? All right, we do need to talk about this then. You never had footy pajamas?
No. I was like a toddler. I don't remember that.
You never had the joy of experiencing walking across a carpeted room and touching someone else and shocking them?
Well, yeah, but not because I had footy pajamas on.
Because you had like wool socks or something?
I don't know, because it was winter and it was, you know, staticky.
All right. Well, now I know what to get you for your birthday.
Good luck, because I think the problem was I was always too tall, so...
Yeah, but now you're an adult. If they make them for adults, they should fit.
Negative. Are you kidding me?
Negative goes right.
I have to, you know, I have to order like long/tall in any pants I wear. So
do they have a big and tall store for women?
Big and tall? No. And they don't have an exclusively tall store. No, you just have to hope that the store you're shopping at carries talls or longs. Oh, but the catch is you can usually only get them online. So you can't buy like jeans in the store ever.
It seems to have cracked open a walnut here that I didn't expect. Okay. Good to know. So you're saying you would not want a pair of footy pajamas?
I mean, not really. I'm not really into the whole onesie thing. It just seems like a pain, because like, okay, it keeps me warm, but then I have to go pee. Then I have to get undressed.
Well, no, I'll get it with the butt flap. So you can... You unbutton the backside, you can use the bathroom.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, then I'm out of ideas for what to get you for your birthday.
Wow, that's disappointing.
That's not true. I got a couple ideas.
Okay.
Anyway. All right, we're about 50 minutes in. You want to keep going or you want to call it?
Did we have another topic?
We potentially could have talked about the Night Stalker series.
I don't know if we can get into that. We might.
I know. I feel like that's a whole thing.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying that.
Maybe that needs its own episode.
Okay. We'll do that next. Well, not next week. We'll do that next time. How about that?
Sounds good.
We'll put that on the list for next time. So what else? Anything else you want to say in parting with the peeps?
I don't know. Not particularly.
Okay. Fair enough. So this has been The Other Half. A rebranded show here.
The reboot.
On the BroPod Network. We'll try to have... What is Stella doing?
She's fine. She's okay. Just investigating. She's things.
We'll try to... I think she has to go to the bathroom because she kept leaving the room and coming back. We'll try to have more consistent episodes going forward. Again, I don't remember exactly when we last did this. I think it was over the summer. I feel like there was a thunderstorm and we did it like on a Friday night, but it was still bright out. Not bright, but it was still... What
was that sharp T?
I don't know. But the sun was still out and it was like 8:30 at night. So I feel like it was over the summer at some point, but whatever, it doesn't matter. We are back, baby, and better than ever. So we thank you for listening. And again, we'll try to get a little more consistent with these and post some more of The Other Half, starring me, Scott, and you,
Jamie.
Okay. So we talked about ending this show the right way.
I think you're just going about it wrong. We just need to just end it naturally. And you're just,
oh, okay.
You need like a branded sign off thing.
Okay,
and
bye.
Wow. You're just going to cut me off.
Well then, oh, sorry. I'll wait till you're done.
Okay. Bye guys.
Bye.